boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
It's official. I hate being 29.
Oh, I mean, it's been what? Since Friday?
Mm-hmm.
3-4 days?
It was the worst 4 days of my life.
Well, geez. What a Debbie Downer.
Okay, so I got home yesterday. And I don't know. I think I was, you know, checking myself out in the mirror, you know. Neighbor man was coming over. I wanted to make sure I looked good, right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to see something on my way out the bathroom. And I'm like, that's not what I think it is it? It's a gray hair.
Gasp.
It was a very, very, very defined gray hair.
Is that the first one you've ever found?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think I may see another one. I don't know if I started hallucinating or
what'd
what.
What'd you do with it? Did you pluck it out?
Okay, so what I wanted to do, because I know they always said, don't pluck it out because it's going to get worse. But then I've been told
that. They say that?
Oh, yeah. They say if you pluck it out or if you take it out, like 3 more grow back. That's what they say. But then I've heard from other people that it's like, no. Like experts say, no. You can take it out. It's fine. You're going to be okay. So I was getting ready to take it out. Neighbor man's holding my hand back. He's like, no, leave it. I'm like, what? You want me to leave my gray hair? I'm not leaving my gray hair. I'm 29 years old.
Uh-huh.
I'm not leaving it. So I took it out. He didn't like that. But I took it out. And when I say it was the grayest of gray hair I've ever seen in my entire life, I took everything in me not to cry.
I don't know what the normal age is for finding a gray hair.
I don't know, but I didn't think it was 29.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like my older sisters, when they have ever said that they have found a gray hair. I have not yet.
My sisters are in their 30s and they both have gray hair. So I know that it comes kind of younger. For mm-hmm. my, like, side of the family, it definitely comes younger. Because
okay.
my one sister's, like, younger 30s. My sister's kind of, like, upper 30s. And she has gray hair. And it's fine. They like it. They embrace it. I'm not ready for that yet.
Well,
okay,
yeah.
I just turned 29. I'm freaking out about 30. I'm not ready for it. Well, maybe when I hit 30, I'm ready for it. Right now, I'm not ready for it. I'm still hot and in my 20s yet. I don't want it yet.
Yeah, it's, like, kind of like a rite of passage,
mm-hmm.
the finding that first gray hair. But I'm glad you plucked it out.
I got
guess.
Rid of it.
Did you yank it?
Oh, I yanked it. Took multiples with me. I took a whole chunk out, actually, is what happened. I just had to get rid of it.
Did you cry?
Well, I didn't want to do it in front of him. I didn't want him to see that I was crying.
Mm. But on the inside.
But on the inside, I am crying. Not okay, because I feel like there went my childhood.
Well, I don't think it's.
I'm being overdramatic. I know.
Well, yeah. And here I am being like, it's fine, but I haven't found one yet. But if I
just wait,
if I went home and found a gray hair tonight, I would be a little upset.
I think it's different if I found a gray hair in the middle of September, right? I just turned 29, and I was not happy about this. You know that I was not happy about
mm-hmm.
this. I'm not looking forward to it at all. And then I found gray hair, and I'm like, oh, great, this is the icing to the cake, isn't it?
I feel like that caps it off. Like, you thought
mm-hmm.
you had one more year of your youth, your 20s. You're wrong.
Next thing I know, my back's going to give out in the middle of the week, probably. There goes
but, oh, don't say that. Now you're just speaking stuff into existence.
This is what's going to happen. Is this what 29's all about? Woohoo.
That girl and a senior citizen in the afternoon suddenly. That went fast.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Usher has officially joined the crew of people to make history at the Super Bowl with the halftime show. There's a very,
mm-hmm.
I would say, exclusive list of artists that get that opportunity. And while I loved that show, I'm ready to think about 2025. Which makes me
Seems
sick
crazy,
to say.
But let's do it.
I know. It's a year away. But the 2025 Super Bowl is going to be played on Sunday, February 9th at Caesars Superdome.
What? On my birthday?
Oh, yeah. Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Well, great. It better be a good halftime show. Don't disappoint.
Okay. Well, that's what we're here to talk about today. Because we have no idea. It's probably not going to be announced until this fall, normally, is
yeah.
when we find out. But it's fun to think about it right now because it's on everybody's mind. So next year's Super Bowl is going to be in New Orleans. Ooh. Does that really matter? Sometimes it does. Like Usher has his Vegas residency, so I think that had a little bit of pull as to why he got that halftime show this year. So something to keep in mind. But I walked down the hallway about, I don't know, 30 minutes ago to our brother station, 1600 ESPN, to help decipher a sports betting website because there are already prop bets on the halftime performer. He helped me decipher it, and I have the top eight most likely artists that are being bet on right now.
Dude, I'm excited to hear this.
Okay, so I won't make you wait any longer. Number eight, we've got...
Ooh!
Post Malone.
On my birthday? NFL, do this for me.
You would die.
Do it for me, NFL.
I think he's on everybody's mind after he did America the Beautiful.
Come on, that was the beautifulest thing I've ever heard. He did a great job. He blessed your ears. Come on. Okay. He blessed you. NFL, do this one thing for me.
She's on a campaign already. Well, he's in the
GoFundMe. I don't know what I need to start.
Okay. moving on to the seventh most bet on right now, and that is Drake.
Yeah.
I could see it.
I could see it. And he would bring a lot of people out too. He's got a lot of collaborations.
Number six, we've got Miley Cyrus.
She'd be on a wrecking ball.
I saw somebody on TikTok talking about this.
She could also do Hannah Montana.
She'd kick it off with Party in the USA, which I immediately could see that in my brain. So we'll see about that. Am I on five?
You're on number five.
Number five, Dua Lipa.
She'd be great. I'd like the pop idea because we haven't had a good pop girly artist. Yeah.
I think she's been around long enough.
Respectfully, she needs a little bit more hits.
I agree.
She's got a lot of hits, but I need a little bit more from her.
She's popular. She doesn't necessarily have the history that Miley Cyrus does.
Right.
So I would love it. Not so sure that that's going to happen, but
give her
she's
a couple more
there.
Years.
Number four, we've got Nicki Minaj.
You better have the censor button ready.
Well, that and with all this Megan Thee Stallion beef that's going on, mm-hmm. I feel like her chances are just going to keep falling mm-hmm. lower and lower. Mm-hmm. She'd be great. Not so sure how serious that one is.
She's got a lot of collaborations too, though.
The guests would be crazy.
And something she would be really fun to watch.
Number three is Taylor Swift.
I don't think I think 2026.
I don't think she's going to do it, especially
ever?
After. No, especially after being such a spectacle. I think she's kind of is she still with Travis next year? I think she's that's his thing. My thing is not so much that.
I think she needs to get through the Eras tour before she does it. But I think 2026, I just don't think 2025 because she's still going to be touring a little bit.
Right. Yeah. I don't know about next year. Maybe someday. I don't know about next year. Number two, we've got... I wanted it to happen so bad on Sunday, and it didn't. Actually, I saw some rumblings that Usher approached Justin Bieber and asked if he wanted to be a guest, and he declined. So maybe that's because he's holding out.
That's what I'm thinking. If Usher asked Justin Bieber, I think it's because he's I'm coming back next year.
That's what I'm hoping. He hasn't been performing recently, so who knows? That could be something that we see in the future.
And Justin Bieber could do kind of an Eras kind of thing.
100%.
So many songs. Justin Bieber has the catalog to do it.
That's what I'm saying. But he's in the number two spot. The number one best odds for the halftime show for 2025 is... Lil Wayne.
No. I mean, I wish, but no.
I mean, again, get the censor button ready.
That's what I'm saying.
Here's where I think it could happen. He's from New Orleans, which is where the game is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important to keep in mind. He's also a huge NFL guy. His team is the Green Bay Packers. He's a huge fan of them. But I could see him being that. And
Lil Wayne would be lit.
Again, the amount of guest artists he could bring out would
so many
be
people.
Crazy.
So many people.
But I'm going to continue to root for Justin Bieber, and you are going to root for...
Post Malone. Do this one thing for me, the NFL. That will be my 30th birthday.
And if that doesn't sell
say
it,
enough, I don't know.
I just don't know what does.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
If you're feeling a little down about not having the most extravagant Valentine's Day plans,
go on.
Take it back.
Oh.
don't feel bad, because sometimes dates don't turn out good at all.
Well, you better have a good story, because I'm still feeling pretty bad.
Okay. So. Well, I have another dating horror story from you, from a gal, and here is her Valentine's dating horror story. She says, last year, I had been dating this guy for a few months and was really falling for him. This was going to be our first Valentine's Day spent together, and I was so excited, really hoping that we would say the L word to each other.
Ooh.
He said he wanted to plan everything for the date, and I'm thinking he wanted to surprise me with something special. Valentine's Day arrives, he picks me up, and he takes me out for a nice steak dinner. He loved astronomy, so then he took me to a spot and brought a telescope to show me all the constellations. It was so romantic. I was on cloud 9. So then we head back to my place. I put on my cutest pajamas. He got undressed, got in bed, and then told me, I can't do this anymore.
What?
He got naked to break up with me.
He was naked.
She thought it was a prank. I thought it was a prank because why would he have done all that nice stuff? I really thought he was kidding. I was waiting for him to say, just kidding, I love you. No, he said he thought I deserved a really nice Valentine's Day date before he dumped me. So he was serious. And then I ended the night confused, crying, and drinking wine alone.
Wow.
That could be your Valentine's Day. So before you complain.
No. I you know what I learned from this story? That if I get dumped, I do not want to be naked.
Well, what was he thinking? Did he think that would make it better?
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, if you're going to break up with me, please make sure I'm wearing a turtleneck and some sweatpants.
And you
some
also
high
better
socks.
Be wearing some clothes.
Please stop.
The terror doesn't end here. Got a dating horror story? Email those girls at KZIA.com. Z102.9.
Am I being overdramatic if I say it is the end of the world?
Well, maybe.
Slightly. Because it definitely feels like it's the end of the world for me. Okay, because I turned 29 on February. Keep that in mind.
On Friday.
That's what I meant. Well, it's still February. You know what I meant. I turned 29 on Friday. Okay. Yesterday was Monday. So only just a couple of days in between those two things. And yesterday, I found my first gray hair, which makes me feel real great, real sexy about turning 29.
Well, yeah, because you were freaking out anyways. It's one step closer to 30 and everybody's like, you're fine. You thrive in your 30s. And then to be
I'm dreading my 30s.
Hit with the curveball of a gray hair. It's a little shocking and alarming, especially because I feel like nobody like warns you or tells you when to expect this to happen.
I kind of assumed gray hair came when you turned like 40s, maybe 50s. Like I didn't know it happened in your 20s. I guess I never Google searched when it happens. No one really talks about when does it happen.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why we are opening it up and we're asking you, when did you find your first gray hair and how did you deal with it? Tama, what happened with you?
I actually just screamed to the top of my lungs and this was 2 weeks ago. I am 25 years old.
And how have you been dealing with it?
I don't know. I also just had a child, so I'm just blaming it on my fiance that he just stressed me out a lot during pregnancy.
I think that is very much fair.
Yeah.
I mean, stress. I've heard that before. Stress can cause gray hair. I know she said she just had a child.
And I don't have that excuse.
You don't, because I know your hormones get all out of whack with that. But
yeah,
the stress. Okay, we got to think about how we can eliminate the stress in your life.
That's what. Okay,
it's going straight to your hair.
Is that how this works?
I don't know.
That's the only thing I can think of what caused the gray hair, because I feel like I've been eating healthier. I've been working out. Like, what else could have caused it? So I do think it's the stress. So I'm just going to not talk to anyone, because honestly, just talking to people in general sometimes stresses me out.
No, I don't think you can do that. You talk for a living. That's a little bit of a problem.
You stress me out.
Fine.
No, I'm just kidding. Wait, I think it is stress, maybe. So I got to start taking some chill pills. I don't know.
Well, yeah. Now I don't know if you need to like do
yoga,
pick up some yoga. Maybe like get
meditation.
Meditation.
Oh my
maybe.
God! Every second.
Drinking tea. I don't know.
Oh, I just thought you meant drinking.
Or just wine, whatever you may have.
In case you're wondering, I'm going home tonight and I'm crying myself to sleep in my pillow.
Oh, you do that every night?
What's special about today?
Accurate.
I don't know. Tonight's a little bit different. It's a little bit more spicier because I found a gray hair yesterday. I hope it's just like, it just happens to be one.
Yeah.
Oopsie doozies. Just one happened to pop out early and there's no more after that for a while. Or is this the start of a...
Is this the beginning of the end?
Of my life. I'm being dramatic. I know I'm being dramatic, but I just turned 29, okay? I just feel like I'm maybe too young. I don't know, but I don't... Nobody talks about what age you start getting gray hair, so I just don't know what to do.
I don't really know either. And this is not gonna help. 1161 says they just turned 28 and have not experienced any gray hairs. Hopefully they can keep it away for a while. Thumbs up emoji.
Who's that?
I don't know.
What's their last four?
Who is this? 1161.
Just know I'm mad at you right now, 1161. Thanks for bragging.
I think it's different for everybody. That's the problem. That's the issue. It depends on like your genes or whatever.
The problem is that I... You know when you're like sick and you're like, Google, why does my throat hurt?
And then suddenly you're on your deathbed.
And then Google's like, well, you're dying.
You've got 3 months. Blah, blah,
blah. Every time.
Live it up.
Well, I did that. I said, when does the average woman start getting gray hair?
Oh, God.
Why did I do this, Taylor?
What is it? I got to know what it says because I'm also like kind of wondering for a friend who's myself.
Some women may begin going gray in their 30s or 40s. I'm not even 30 yet.
You're 30. You're lumped in now. You're basically a 30-year-old.
But for others, the process may begin as early as when they're 20 years old.
Okay, yeah, we had somebody on the text line say that they got theirs at 21, so it makes sense. Checks out. But I guess
Don't you say I'm like a lucky star or I'm a one in a million, because none of that's helping right now.
I was going to say you're ahead of the game.
That didn't help.
You want to quit the game, it sounds like.
Well, if you're wondering what I was going to do tonight when I go home, the answer is, as it always is, cry.
And also, flip through your hair like a little baboon looking not for bugs to eat.
Or lice. No, I'm looking for gray hair.
Because you found one yesterday.
I found one gray hair yesterday. And I'm telling you, it's the end of the world for me.
You're literally 29 years old and 3 whole days or something. And you found your first gray hair, which is, I can imagine, a little upsetting.
Very upsetting. And I don't even know what to do anymore. And I'm like... You know, it's the world. I feel like everybody who's talked to me is so divided on whether or not I should or shouldn't have pulled that gray hair out.
Oh, some people are like, it.
I did. I yanked it with multiple other hairs with it. Like they all kind of went out. Some people are saying you should have done it. I've had other coworkers are like, you shouldn't have done it. What would you do if you found a gray hair?
Did you know that when you pull a gray hair, you're supposed to get like 7 more?
But why are you telling me that? Because I pulled it last night.
I'm 57. I don't have really any gray hairs. But I'm just telling you, don't pull anymore.
Well, see, I always have heard that before. And then I swear I heard somebody else say, oh, yeah, you could pull it. It's fine. So I pulled it last night. And I was like, well, let's see what happens. So now I guess I'm doomed with 7 more to come.
7 more to come. Or do what other people do. Dye your hair.
My favorite time of the day. It's time for some holiday spirits, ladies and gentlemen. Because if you didn't realize, we are... in the thick of Valentine's season. Today's Galentine's Day. Oh, you want somebody to hear that? No, tomorrow's Valentine's Day to whoever needed to hear that.
I'm joking.
Tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
I'm kidding.
Once again, whoever needed to hear that, just know that was towards you. And if you think I'm talking about you, you're definitely that person.
She's talking about you.
But, either... You could be doing a Galentine's gathering tonight or this weekend because it's kind of crappy that it falls on a weekday. Or tomorrow night after you make a little dinner at home if you want to surprise your lover with a beverage. I got you, boo.
Thank you, boo.
Okay, so I wanted to keep it fairly simple. I wanted to also make this pretty sweet, because who doesn't love something sweet on Valentine's Day?
Good.
This is very much a dessert drink, I would
call. Because honestly, I probably, if you're like me, you've already ate a ton of chocolate from the Valentine's Day aisle. Because you've been buying it since like December.
So now you can drink it. So
we can have something else sweet.
I don't really have a name for this. Maybe that'll be your job as I'm making it to come up with the name.
Love that.
It's going to be pink, so keep that in mind. First things first, I'm starting off with cream soda.
What?
Oh, that was not super.
What?
Cream soda.
You're starting with cream soda?
Yeah, and I'm not pouring this in a shaker because there's not that many ingredients, honestly. So
the drink is called what?
I don't know yet. That's your job.
No, I meant the drink is called what?
Cream soda?
No, that's what we call it.
Oh.
The drink in general is what?
It's called what? Oh. Okay, so I'm pouring some cream soda into glasses, which, by the way, I just grabbed regular glasses from the Z102.9 Kitchens, and then I put a little white chocolate on the rims so that the really festive sprinkles would stay on there. You don't have to do that, but I'm sure your lover would appreciate it. And then I have this strawberry syrup. It's the same brand as like grenadine, basically, but this one's strawberry flavored. I am not going to use a lot of this because it can start to taste real nasty real fast. Mm-hmm. So I mean a drop, like the tiniest, tiniest drop, mostly for color because it doesn't need much more than that. And then the last step, which you could make this more boozy if you wanted to, like add vanilla vodka or plain vodka or whatever. But, you know, we are in our place of work right now, so we're going to relax a little bit. There's this Bailey's Strawberries and Cream, which is limited edition at this time of year. And I'm going to do like a little, I think a shot, because this stuff is, you know, Bailey's is like a little thick and you don't want this to turn too thick and like milky, otherwise it gets a little nasty.
It's gonna get weird.
So I'm pouring that on top and it kind of sits on top, which is cute, and it turns a little layered. And that's it. Like I said, you could add vanilla vodka if you wanted to make this a full situation, but I'm going to walk this over to Destiny and she's going to tell everybody what her name idea is.
Okay, now hear me out, because you just said this a couple of minutes ago or a couple seconds ago, honestly, and I don't think you noticed that you said this, but it inspired me and I think it will go well with the color. It goes well with the day, Galentine's Day and Valentine's Day. What if we call it Lover?
Oh my gosh, you're quick.
You like that?
Yeah, how'd you do that?
Lover.
Okay,
we call it Lover.
And you know what, it is giving like pale pastel pink.
Yeah,
it is giving Lover. So if you're having a Taylor Swift Galentine's Day party, come on, that
oh my god, it smells divine.
It smells amazing. It smells like strawberries and cream. That is the vibe we're giving. So now we give it a little, yeah, you definitely want to stir it a little bit, and then we give it a sip.
Whoa, that's incredible.
That literally tastes like strawberries and cream, like an ice cream float.
You,
this is dangerous.
You, ma'am, this is good.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is, everybody, I'm going to put this on Facebook ASAP so you can make it.
A local bar needs to call you because we just found our new drink called Lover. This is good.
This is really good. This might be my best one yet.
This might be your best drink yet. That was great.
Valentine's Day started off great, and
it's going to
end
well, you know how,
with a really great sleep.
Here's what's hot
and what's not.
Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, I still don't know what their couple name is. Is it Swelsey? Is it Trailer?
Aww.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are social media official people.
Aww.
I know that we've seen, it's crazy because I saw that headline earlier and I was like, okay, we've seen a million photos of them together, but neither of them had posted the other person on their own personal accounts. So what we saw, obviously Taylor Swift was in Vegas for the Super Bowl. And yesterday, last night actually, there was a celebration at a club in Vegas for the Chiefs winning. And Taylor Swift posted a TikTok where she takes a video and Travis is like standing there dancing, having a great time. She pans over and her parents are at the club with her and she's like,
"Whoa.
It's a friends and family party, they said. Bring your parents, they said." And she was basically making fun of the fact that it was probably not a place for
her parents,
Scott and Andrea Swift, but they made it. But Travis was in the video, which is the first time she's ever posted him herself, which I think is a big deal. Maybe not. I don't know. Do you think that posting your significant other on social media is a big deal?
I mean, for her, yes, I think it is. I've done it both ways. Like, I have been in a relationship before where I've posted like a lot of photos of me and that guy. And then I've also been in a previous relationship where you could not find a single photo of me and that guy on my Facebook. And that was the longest relationship I've ever been in, too.
Yeah.
So I've done it both ways. And I feel like I see pros and cons in both as well. I think I personally like less to no photos of me and my significant other on Facebook.
I'm kind of with you because I've also done both, and I feel like it's good to leave stuff to the imagination sometimes.
No, 100%. I noticed what I liked about it. I mean, there's pros and cons. What I didn't like about it in the previous relationship was there was really, really cute photos of...
Oh, you want to share?
Of him and I really, really wanted to post it. We looked great. We had a great time, and I really, really wanted to post it, but we just didn't do it. And so I did have like some downs on that, but I feel like what was nice is keeping the relationship off of social media, just like, I don't know, it had so many pros to it. Just keeping it more to ourselves and less to the public.
Well, yeah, because then people are nosy.
100%.
And they're going to decide based on the way that his arm is around your shoulder whether he really likes you or not.
Right.
And so, sometimes you don't want that.
And we had worked together, so it was kind of cool that like, you know, we kept things off of social media. So like nobody at work could talk about, you know, our date on the weekend and bring it up. And then when we stopped working together, it was still nice because like his coworkers couldn't be like, "Oh, I saw you and the girlfriend were like at Des Moines this weekend. How was it?" And it's like, maybe he didn't want to talk about
that. It's kind of
like,
weird. Not the place.
Right. I don't really want to talk about my weekend or whatever. I'd like to talk about what we need to talk about in this meeting or whatever.
Right.
So I kind of like not really posting a whole lot of photos on social media because I just don't want to me, it's like, it's awkward for my coworkers to bring that up and stuff. I like what you do. You only have one photo of your boyfriend on Facebook. And I know this because I've stalked you before.
That is correct information.
Because I think one time I was telling somebody about your boyfriend. I was like, "Oh yeah, yeah, yeah." And let me see if I can find a photo of him. And it's like, not even that good. Like, not like a bad photo. It's like, not like a head on photo.
Yeah,
it's very hard. Like,
I couldn't
even like take a photo and be like, "Yeah, this is what he looks like." Cause it's not really like a head on, like headshot of him.
Well,
or whatever.
Yeah. And I really don't do that on purpose. I don't think, I don't know. It's just not really a thought of mine to be like, "Oh, I have to post this photo of me and my boyfriend to show everybody." Now, if there was something that I really wanted to post, yeah, I would do it. Like the one photo that I did post, I thought it was cute and I wanted to share it.
100%.
I don't know. I feel like I like to keep it a little bit private.
100%. I liked keeping, that's why I said, like, there was a lot of pros of keeping that previous relationship and all the photos off of it, off of social media, is because it was all us and our own thing. It was never shared with the world.
Now, would
and
you
I like that?
I know some girls have their feelings hurt if they're got, like, maybe you're posting a guy however much you choose, once, twice.
And he never posted a photo of me.
And he never posted a photo of you. Would your feelings be hurt about that?
Yes.
Really? Would it be a deal breaker?
Are you trying to get me in trouble?
No, I'm just saying, like, Taylor Swift posted Travis Kelce. Now, if he doesn't post her in the next, like, I don't know, month, do you think she would be upset?
I'd give him time. You have like 6 months. But yeah, I think eventually it would hurt my feelings.
Is that worse?
If I
ending a relationship.
No, I wouldn't end a relationship. No. I would never end a relationship because you never posted a photo of me.
Yeah,
I also understand
silly.
If you want to be more private, you want to be more private.
Well, I don't think that.
But if I was more like gushy, lovey-dovey on Facebook and you weren't, then maybe I would be upset. But I'm not like that, so it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, you're not posting the making out pics.
No. That, we'll keep those to ourselves.
That one's never going to hit the internet.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
So it's big news right now that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are social media official. And when I say that, I mean Taylor posted a TikTok with Travis in it. I feel like that is very much the way of that this generation announcing they're in a relationship maybe these days. But we kind of went through the period of Facebook, growing up with Facebook, you would change your relationship status.
Yes. And that made it official.
Very
official. I actually, you know what? I remember my sister got married years ago and like during that prime time and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I remember like she did the I do's and stuff. And it was like right before the reception and stuff. And I remember she's like, okay, wait, like, I know we just got married. She told her husband this, like, this isn't official until we like make it Facebook.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Like signed the documents
they
and everything.
They had the signed documents, but she's like, it's not official until we make it Facebook.
Oh, wow.
So they had to like behind scenes, they were changing their Facebook relationship status. Because that was the thing back then.
Right.
I don't know if she would do that now because I don't know if it is still a thing.
Well, I am asking if it's a thing because I feel like I only ever see people change their relationship status if they get engaged or if they are like officially married, they do that and then they change their last name. Luke texted us and said, is it's complicated still a relationship option? It's been 15 years since I had a relationship status update. That's crazy.
Let me know if that's still a thing.
Yeah, I bet it
maybe
is.
Maybe I need to update mine.
I kind of want to look because I feel like it should be, but I'm not somebody, I have not changed my Facebook relationship status since, oh man, I don't even know, 2018, 2019,
so
probably.
So what does yours currently say?
I think it says I'm single, which is
not true.
Not correct. Now I feel like I have to look because I don't even know what it, what do people.
You don't even know?
No, I don't. Yeah, it says single, but
she's
I don't.
Not.
Yeah.
Don't go creeping on her profile and be like, oh, I can hit her up.
But I feel like it's such a thing on Facebook. It's such an announcement where if you change it, everybody's going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't need people to be like, oh, you're single again? That's so sad for
you.
So I just don't change it. Maybe someday if marriage is my journey, then I would do it. But until then, whatever. No, don't be looking at that.
Yeah, I haven't decided if, because it has honestly crossed my mind like once, whether or not if I would change my relationship status, because I did in my previous relationship. I did change my relationship status to in a relationship and then I switched it to engaged.
Because most people do. That's how you announce it.
However, when that ended, the only thing I could do was put that I was single and I would have to put it on everybody's time feed and on like on the news feed.
Yeah.
And I didn't want, I honestly was like, and like, I wasn't ashamed of myself. And so I didn't really want to post that and like,
well,
let everyone.
Who would? Seriously.
Right? Yeah, right?
Nobody would want to be like, hey, everybody, please ask me about this.
Right. And I didn't really want to be asked about it. So what I had to do was put I was single, but now I have it on my profile to where no one can see it but myself. So if you go and creep on my profile, even you, Taylor, if you creep on it right now, it's going to say that you can't. You
it says
can't
no information available
for my relationship status. But if you look at my, if I'm under my own profile, it does show that I'm single. And so this is kind of like where I almost don't know if I want to change my relationship status if I get into a relationship, because I'd have to do this same thing again.
Right.
Where if we break up, I have to announce it to the world
on Facebook. It's humiliating.
It's humiliating.
I don't
have to hide it again and make it private where only I can see it.
So I don't know if there's like a timeline of like when you should do this, or like, are you on a probation period? Like we got to make it through 2 years before we're Facebook official. I am much more serious about it now than I was in middle school.
Right.
Because I'm not changing it constantly.
And I just want to let you know that anytime you put that, even if I'm like, oh, I had class, I had Spanish with this girl in college one semester, and you put that, and your name's Jessica, and you put it, you're in a relationship with Steve, guess what? I am creeping on Steve's profile.
Oh, every time.
So that's why I'm like, another reason why I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that.
No, I'm...
Because everybody's going to be creeping on his profile.
I am clicking on their profile, and then I'm finding...
I'm doing an FBI investigation.
Their grandparents, uh-huh, and their dogs, uh-huh, and their favorite NFL team. Uh-huh.
I know what year they graduated high school and what they took in those classes. I know everything about them.
Should we be admitting this? It is a slippery slope when it comes to social media and a new relationship. There's so many, like, unspoken rules, I feel like. Like, am I supposed to post a picture of you to announce that we're in a relationship? Am I supposed to update my Facebook status? Yep. I don't know. It's so weird to navigate. Even though I've been in a relationship over a year and a half, I posted one photo with my boyfriend. That's it.
100%. That's all you've done.
But my reasoning, I guess, that I don't, like... change my Facebook status. I don't even know if me and my boyfriend are Facebook friends, to be honest.
You don't know?
I don't think so.
Oh my God.
I don't think we are. Because he doesn't use it. He's not a Facebook guy. But I don't really want, like, everybody that I've ever known to run over to his profile and add him.
I would add him.
I know you would. This is why you've not been given access to his last name. I'm just kidding. No, but I would feel bad that, like, all of these randos to him would be, like, flooding his friend requests, and he'd be like, okay, who's that?
I think it's acceptable for your best friend, to add them on.
She goes, you know.
Me. To add him on Facebook. Like, if I got into a relationship with somebody, I'd be okay if you added them on Facebook because you're my bestie.
I feel like especially if you've met the person.
Right. And because if you ever wanted to, like, ask them a question, like, hey, I want to, like, do something special for her, you could ask, go behind my back and DM them. Hopefully you're not going behind my back and doing anything else, you know, but.
Who do you think I am?
No, you're not going to. You're not going to.
I would literally never.
I know you wouldn't. That's why we're besties.
No, but I think that's a good rule of thumb. If you've met them in real life, like, you met my boyfriend once or twice, maybe.
Yeah, prom. Yeah, I forgot about that, actually.
But I feel like if he was getting ads from people that he's never been introduced to, or I haven't, like, told multiple stories about, like, they're not a character in my life, mm-hmm, then I feel like it's a little weird for you to send a Facebook friend request.
Right.
Or an Instagram follow at that.
Like, if I am, you know, in a relationship with somebody and it's like, doo-doo-doo, Destiny's in a relationship. Shocking. It would be shocking to a lot of people. And their family started adding me. It'd be a little weird, because especially, like you said, if I haven't met them yet, because I'd be like, who's Jill?
Yeah, tell me about Jill.
Who's Aunt Jill? And number two, it's a little weird because I haven't deleted a lot of photos from when I like made my Facebook illegally.
Oh no.
And I know you are going to do an FBI investigation on me. I know you are. And you're going to see photos when I made my profile, and I do not recommend, but when I made my profile underage,
uh-huh, and in middle school,
and there's embarrassing photos of me at my high school or middle school dance, and me with my tongue out, and ugly duck face photos, and it's so gross.
The aggressive side part.
Oh,
like,
my God.
The list goes on. And I have
skinny jeans.
I hid my old, like, photo albums for that exact reason, because absolutely nobody ever needs access to those. But let me tell you what the real issue is. It's the photos of you folder. The things you are tagged in.
Oh,
have you ever scrolled back?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Don't do it. You will not sleep tonight if you do that.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.